skies were cloudy during the overnight hours. A cold front stretching from Yangtze toward Mixhoot and Goodwin separated cold temperatures in the 30s northwest of the front from readings in the 50s to the southeast. Changing weather conditions are on tap for the central plains today and tonight as a potent winter storm system lifts out of the Four Corners region and heads toward Kansas City. Moisture will be drawn north into the system and result in widespread rain early today, which will mix with and change to snow this afternoon and tonight as cold air funnels south behind the cold front. North winds on the backside of the system will increase to 30 to 40 miles an hour and gust to 50 miles an hour later today and remain strong through Monday. The heaviest snowfall is expected to fall in a stretch from northwest Kansas through west central Nebraska tonight and across central and northeast Nebraska on Monday. The combination of the snow and strong winds has prompted blizzard watches and warnings, winter storm watches and warnings, and snow and blowing snow advisories from late afternoon today into Monday. Temperatures today will remain fairly steady across eastern Nebraska ahead of the front, but fall across central and western areas with the advancing cold front. Low temperatures tonight will drop into the 20s. On November 28th of 2004, 6.3 inches of snow fell in Grand Island. Hastings recorded 3.6 inches of snow, and Kearney had 4.5 inches of snowfall.
Winter storm warning in effect from 4 p.m. this afternoon to 6 p.m. Monday, for areas along and west of the Greeley, to St. Paul, to Kearney, to Franklin Line, including the cities of Ord, Greeley, Loup City, St. Paul, Lexington, Kearney, Elwood, Holdrege, Minden, Beaver City, Alma, Franklin. The National Weather Service in Hastings has issued a winter storm warning, which is in effect from 4 p.m. this afternoon to 6 p.m. Monday. The snow and blowing snow advisory is no longer in effect. The winter storm warning area is along and west of the St. Paul to Franklin line. Rain will change to snow late Sunday afternoon, and the snow, heavy at times, will continue into Monday. Total snowfall of 5 to 8 inches is expected by Monday evening. Extremely strong winds, at times gusting to 50 miles an hour, will result in poor visibility, considerable blowing snow, and very cold wind chills. Near blizzard conditions are possible. A winter storm warning means significant amounts of snow, sleet, and ice are expected or occurring. Strong winds are also possible. This will make travel very hazardous or impossible. Blizzard warning in effect from 3 p.m. this afternoon to 6 p.m. Monday, for all of north central Nebraska, including the cities of Valentine, Springview, Spencer, Ainsworth, Bassett, O'Neill, Dunning, Taylor, Burwell, Bartlett, Broken Bow. The National Weather Service in North Platte has issued a blizzard warning, which is in effect from 3 p.m. this afternoon to 6 p.m. Monday. The winter storm watch is no longer in effect. Occasional rain this afternoon will change to snow by early evening and become heavy at times. Winds will increase to over 30 miles an hour with gusts to 50 miles an hour. Snowfall of 6 to 10 inches will combine with northwest winds of 3 to 40 miles an hour and gusts 50 miles an hour to produce zero visibility at times. Snow drifts to 4 feet in dangerous whiteout conditions. Locally heavier snowfall amounts are possible. The heaviest snow will fall tonight through early Monday morning. Winds will remain strong throughout the day Monday, producing heavy blowing and drifting. Travel in the warned area should be completed by nightfall as conditions will deteriorate tonight, and many roads will become impassable. A blizzard warning means severe winter weather conditions are expected or occurring. Falling and blowing snow with strong winds and poor visibilities are likely. This will lead to whiteout conditions, making travel extremely dangerous. Do not travel. If you must, have a winter survival kit with you. If you get stranded, stay with your vehicle. And now the forecast for the Ord listening area. Winter storm warning in effect from 4 p.m. this afternoon to 6 p.m. Monday. For today, chance of rain in the morning, and rain and snow in the afternoon. Windy, cooler. Snow accumulation up to 1 inch. Highs in the 30s to mid 40s. Temperature steady or slowly falling in the afternoon. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, then becoming north 20 to 30 miles an hour in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation 100%. For tonight, snow. Very windy. Colder. Snow accumulation of 3 to 5 inches. Lows in the lower 20s. North winds 30 to 40 miles an hour. Gusts up to 50 miles an hour. Chance of snow 100%. For Monday, snow. Very windy. Colder. Snow accumulation of 2 to 3 inches. Total snow accumulation 6 to 8 inches. Highs in the mid-20s. Northwest winds 30 to 40 miles an hour with gusts to around 50 miles an hour. Chance of snow 100%. for Monday night. Cloudy with a 20% chance of snow. Windy. Lows around 15. Northwest winds 20 to 30 miles an hour with gusts to around 45 miles an hour. For Tuesday, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 20s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. And for Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Lows around 15. And now, taking a look at the extended forecast. For Wednesday, cloudy. Highs in the upper 20s. For Wednesday night, cloudy with a 30% chance of snow. Lows around 13. For Thursday, cloudy with a 30% chance of snow. Highs in the upper 20s. For Thursday night, mostly cloudy. Lows around 11. For Friday, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 20s. For Friday night, mostly cloudy. Lows around 17. And for Saturday, partly cloudy. Highs around 30.
These are the 11 a.m. observations across the area on Sunday, November 27th. At Tord, the temperature was 34 degrees, with a dew point of 30, and a relative humidity at 86%. The wind was north, at 18 miles an hour, gusting to 28, producing a wind chill of 23, and the pressure was 29.37 inches, and falling. Elsewhere across the region, at Broken Bow, freezing rain was falling, with a temperature of 32. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 34 Kearney and 54 Columbus. To the south, at Hastings, rain was falling, with a temperature of 39. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 32 at Lexington and 34 at Holdridge. Farther north, at O'Neill, snow was falling, with a temperature of 30. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 36 at Ballantyne and 32 at Haynesworth. In eastern Nebraska, it was cloudy, and temperatures were between 54 and 56 degrees. In western Nebraska, temperatures were between 34 and 37 degrees. It was cloudy at Imperial and Scottsburg. At North Platte, snow and fog were reported,